So, our being exposed is one thing. Who he is another. His gaze is penetrating our belief systems right now, and he must have a very good reason for doing so. What his gaze has fallen upon is just what we believe about Jesus and who he is, what salvation, sanctification and justification mean. And he says, "Have you got it?" That seems a strange question to ask at this stage when we've travelled so far together, but Jesus asked the same question of the disciples after they'd seen many miracles and travelled with him for some while. He wanted to know who they said he was exactly. Who do you say I am? This question followed the miracle of the loaves and fishes and a confrontation with the Pharisees who were asking for a sign, so they'd seen the supernatural provision. It also followed his statement that their eyes seemed to be sightless, their ears unable to hear, Matthew 16:17-21. Knowing what they were thinking, Jesus said to them, "Why all this fussing over forgetting to bring bread? Do you still not see or understand what I say to you? Are your hearts still hard? You have good eyes, yet you still don't see, and you have good ears, yet you still don't hear, neither do you remember. When I multiplied the bread to feed more than 5,000 people, how many baskets of leftovers did you gather afterwards?" 12, they replied. "And when I multiplied food to feed over 4,000, how many large baskets full of leftovers did you gather afterwards?" 7, they replied. "Then how is it you still don't get it?" He asks us the same question. How is it you still don't get it? And he suggests to the disciples that their hearts are still hard. A hard heart is an unbelieving heart. A heart that sees and hears all the things Jesus has done, but still cannot believe, cannot trust, doesn't understand. So he asks another question. Who do you say that I am? Interestingly, he doesn't say, who do you believe I am, but what does your mouth say I am? What comes out of your heart about me and who I am to you? He links both, saying and believing. Matthew 16:13-15 in the Passion. When Jesus came to Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples this question. What are the people saying about me, the Son of Man? Who do they believe I am? They answered, some are convinced you're John the Baptizer. Others say you're Elijah reincarnated or Jeremiah, one of the prophets. But you, who do you say I am? Jesus asked. He presses the question and he asks his closest followers who they think he is. First of all, they tell him what others are saying about him. And it's Peter who's had the revelation. He says, you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus then says, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. The revelation of who Jesus really is comes to Peter from the Father. It comes to each of us in the same way. So question, who do you say Jesus is? And this question is more important than you may think, as I'll explain tomorrow. But for today, do you have a personal revelation of the fact that Jesus is God and he is the promised Messiah and you are now in him? If your faith is on a solid foundation, you've nothing to worry about. So I'll let you think about your answer and we'll continue the discussion tomorrow.